Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Megillah Perik Dalid Mishnah Ches. So, wait a minute, if someone says, the Tzibra goes over to him, they say, can you please go over and daven for the Amid? And this person's answer is, Eini Oiver Lefnei Ateva Batsuya. I don't go daven for the Amid when I'm wearing clothes that are colored. I only go when I wear white clothes. That's the only way I go daven for the Amid. Eini Oiver, I will not go Lefnei Ateva in front of the Amid Batsuya. Again, Tzuya means colored clothes, like we explained in the previous Mishnah. Tzuya means to dye or to color. So you should know, even though tomorrow he walks in with a white kittel, you can't let him daven for the Amid. Af bilivonim, even when he wears his white clothes, lo yaver, can't go to the Amid. Why not? We're choshesh that maybe he's an epicurus. There were oivdei avodah zarah that were makbid only to daven in a white clothes. Now, in Hanami, maybe we have a white talus, but we're not makbid that our bekesh should be white, that our robe should be white, that our suit should be white, that your pants should be white. Of course, this person is not saying, oh, I'm an Oved Avodah Zarah. No, he's saying, no, I'm Makbid only to go with white clothes. I think it's like being a big shot to go over and daven for the Amid with red clothes or blue clothes. That's not nice. You only go over with white clothes. Even if that's what he's saying, we're a little bit worried. Then maybe he's secretly part of these Oved Avodah Zarah. However, just for that davening, in other words, if we say, please go over to Mincha, he says, no, I don't go over with colored clothes. He walks out, he comes in a minute later with white clothes. We're not going to let him go over with the white clothes. But we're not going to say, oh, you can never, ever daven for the Amid, because l'maisa, it's just a chash. It's a concern we have for the moment. Maybe at that moment, a person of Avodah Zarah went into his head. But we're not passeling the person. And the Gra brings a raya to this from the Lashon of the Mishnah, because it doesn't say, Eina oiver lefnei atevi, can no longer daven for the Amid. It just says, lo yaver. For that particular tefillah, we don't want him to go anymore. Zakta Mishnevait. Suppose this person says, Besandal ain't over. I don't go over to the Amid wearing a sandal, only barefoot. Well, af yachiv la yaver. Now, it could be this person is saying, well, you know, in the Beis HaMikdash, you weren't allowed to wear shoes. I treat the Amid that way. So we say, sorry, you can't daven for the Amid. Because the derech of the priests and the monks was to do this. And we're chayshish that maybe he's one of them. If someone makes the tefillin on his head round like an egg or a nut. So there are two things. First of all, sakana. It's dangerous. Because the area where you put your tefillin is soft. Really, there's an indentation in your head. If you run your fingers, like above your eyes, into your scalp, there's a little bit of it goes in a drop. That's because when you were a baby, that's where your skull formed. It starts from one side, from the other side, that's where it meets. So that place is a little bit sensitive. Chas v'shalom, if this is like egg-shaped and he bumps into something, it could go in over there. So first of all, it's a sakon. It's dangerous. If he walks where there's a low door or something falls on him, it's dangerous. And in addition to the danger, if he ain't ba mitzvah, he's also not yet to the mitzvah. Because it's halach l'mashem esinai, the tefillin have to be square. V'aytra zak t'mishin son, if he places the tefillin shel rosh, even part of an al mitzchoi, on his forehead, not where the hair is, but lower down on his forehead, or he places the tefillin shel yad al pas yadai on his hand, in the palm of his hand, instead of on his arm, where you're supposed to. Hare zu derech haminus. The minim, the apikarsim, that did not believe in the Kabbalah of Chazal. So they touched the pasuk literally. Teres es bein enecha, so between your eyes, on your forehead. Or, liyay salyatcha, on your hand. So they hold it in their hand. If you don't have the Masoira of Chazal exactly where to do things, you don't know what the Pasuk really means. So again, Zakta Mishnah, his son, if he puts his tefillin shel rosh l'mitzchoi on his forehead, below his hairline, or his tefillin shel yad al pas yadai, on the palm of his hand, hare zu derech haminos, this is considered derech haminos. Where is your tefillin shel rosh supposed to be? Above your hairline. Where is the tefillin shel yad supposed to be? It's supposed to be, if you figure out, from the crouch of your elbow till the top of your arm, and then you like mark the halfway point, it should be on the lower half, but on the muscle. That's where it's supposed to be. Vaitra zok the Mishnah, Tzifon, if he covered the bottom of Tfilin Zav with gold. Tzipon Zahav, he covered them with gold. So these Tfilin are pasul. Because we learn from the pasuk, Laman Tia Teres Hashem Beficha, it has to be something which is Mutter Beficha. It has to be made out of Ar Behemoth Tahira, out of the hide of a Behemoth Tahira, not out of gold. And that includes all the inyanim of the tefillin. The pyramid, the box that houses the parshiyos, the threads that we use to tie it together, the ritzuyos, everything has to be made out of a Behemoth Tahira that is Mutter Biachila, Lamantia Tahiras Hashem Beficha. Even, the Paiskim explain, if the actual bias that houses the parashias is made out of Or Behem B'Tayra, and he covers that with gold, he smears it with gold, or pastes gold to it, so the batim become bottled to the gold, it's still possible. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Unesana, or, sometimes Avav means or, as opposed to and. In this case, it means or. Either he covered it with gold, or he placed it al base unkeli shaloi. He didn't put the tefillin on his flesh, but he put it on his sleeve. He wants the tefillin to be seen from the outside. He says, it says la'ois al yadcha, it should be a sign for other people. But again, if you don't learn, you don't know the halacha, that this would be considered a chatzitza. His sleeve would be a chatzitza. It's a cutoff that's not considered on his arm. Zok the Mishnah, harei zu, these people that think they're doing the right thing. What do you mean? I'm a tzaddik. I have gold tefillin. No, I want to wear it on the outside for people to see it. I'm going to wear it on my coat, on my jacket, on my sweater, on my shirt sleeve. Harei zu derech hachitzayinim. What does this mean, derech hachitzayinim? They're going outside of the Masayit of Chazal, of the ways of the Chachamim. These are people that are going after their own das. Not only don't they have a nice mitzvah, they don't have a mitzvah at all. So quickly, chazring over what we learned in this mission. If someone says, I'm not going to daven for the Amid because I have colored clothes, we don't let him with white clothes either. Rechashish maybe, he's part of an Avodah Zarah sect that does this. If he says, I'm not going up to daven for the Amid with shoes or a sandal, no, I only go barefoot, we don't let him go. We're also chashish, he's part of an Avodah Zarah. Priests for certain Avodah Zarahs would only go pray this way. Then we learned if he makes his tefillah round, let's say oval, egg-shaped, or shaped like a egoiz. So it's a sakana and he's not yaitza. It's a sakana because if he bumps his head, it could go into him, and he's not yaitza because it's a lach l'mashem esinah, that tefillin have to be square. Someone places his tefillin shel rosh on his forehead as opposed to above his hairline or on the palm of his hand. That's considered derech minus. He's just taiching the psukim, but he's not accepting the words of Chazal, how Chazal explained to us what the Torah meant. If somebody thinks he's a tzaddik by covering his tefillin with gold, or by wearing it over his arm so others should see it, he says, what do you mean? The Torah says, la'ois al yadcha, so you should know, harezu derech achitzayinim, these are people that don't accept the words of Chazal, they are not yaitza, they're mitzvah.